Hey, millionaire babes, are you tired of being burned out, stressed out when it comes to your business and ready to finally make the money you desire? Well, I am here to help. I am Brianna Michelle, aka the millionaire babe, broke wedding pro turned six-figure earner in 1 year and now a million-dollar brand, helping you do the same. I help heart-centered people pleasers ignite their personal power and turn their dreams into dollars to live the life they've always imagined. Through sharing success stories and providing tips on marketing, mindset, and manifestation, it's time for you to step into our world and let's discover together your future millionaire babe self. Hello, millionaire babes. I'm so excited for today's podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Michelle. I know we have a lot of new people on here. So welcome, welcome. I'm so excited that you are tuning in with me today. I'm really excited about this episode to talk specifically about building your belief and building your belief around your business, but also getting the results and the income that you want. Okay. And this was a huge, huge, huge shift for me when I had this realization, and I'm really excited to share it with you today on this podcast. And for those of you that are new to me, I know we have a lot of new listeners, new faces on the Instagram and in the private Facebook community, but I started my bridal hair and makeup business over at 34 years old. I started my business over at 34 years old. And I woke up one day, I had been running my business like a side hustle, didn't know anything about business, woke up at 34 and said, I have to get my shit together. Like, this is crazy. Like, there's nothing else I want to do. This is what I want to do. Let's make a career of it. I see other people having successful six-figure businesses. Why not me? Let's freaking go. I was like, you just get to that point in your life. And so I did not have a clue. And I'm giving you guys the Cliff Note version. Like, I had no clue. I had no clue how to build a business. I had no clue what a marketing plan was. I was using outdated ways, attaching brochures and PDFs. When I sent my rates out, I was posting vanilla, basic, generic content. I had somebody a friend of a friend that did my website just to get a website up without any messaging or copy on it that actually converted someone that landed on my website into an actual, inquiry. So there was a lot that I didn't know that I learned and studied online marketing for a good year. And really, really learned how to light a fire under my business and scale to six figures in 1 year's time, like with a small team. And, I learned how to create copy, how to create content that actually activated my bride to want to book me over somebody else. I learned how to add value in my email response when I sent my rates. Value is so much more than just adding more to what she's getting in her service. Value is the pre-client experience that happens before she even sends you the inquiry. There is a pre-client experience that you must be doing in your content, specifically with Instagram, that creates a pre-client experience before she even sends you an inquiry. And so it's really important to understand that these are some of the key foundational anchors in being able to have consistent 10K, 20K, 30K plus months. It's part of the key foundational elements that allow you to have predictable income. Nobody teaches this. In cosmetology school, nobody teaches this. Really, I don't think in college. This is the stuff that you learn from online marketing experts and people that have built online businesses, aka welcome to my world. But I want to really talk about some of the nuanced things that we experience in our business that allow us to live in a belief that I should say that allow us to live in a question mark belief allowing us to feel, can I really do this? Can I really be successful at this? And I know this is for the woman. This is for the woman right now that is probably on the fence, that is really wanting a six-figure business. You dream of having predictable income. There's nothing else that you want to do. You have a bigger vision for your business. It's beyond just making money. It's creating a life by design. It's being able to provide for your family. It's being able to, you know, wake up to PayPal notifications while you're on vacation. Have 10K and 20K months in January, February. And so I want to share with you some really key activating shifts that really helped me lean into getting off the fence and making decisions about my future. Because no decision is a decision. No decision is a decision. So I want to first start off by talking about the nuances. I want to really create some awareness around some things that are probably currently happening right now in your business that are frustrating you, specifically with bridal trials. So we're in trial season. We've been in trial season now for a few months. And, you know, one of the conversations, a lot of conversations actually that happen inside my Bridal Team Blueprint Mastermind is refining the trial process. It's refining the trial process with your team. It's refining the trial process in communicating the expectations to the bride so that you don't have those nuances and things happen where there goes another 200, there goes another 300 of you having to comp a bridal trial because the bride had high expectations or the team member or the artist didn't ask enough questions. How many of us get sick and tired of these nuances that come in and out of our business? Or our bride saying that they loved the look, but they didn't like the artist, or they loved the artist, but they didn't like the look. And then us feeling like there goes less money from your bank account. These are what I call money and energy leaks that are consistently happening in your business. And let's say it wasn't the bride's fault at all. Maybe it was the artist's fault. And you're overpaying that artist 70, 80%. They're getting 70 and 80% and they're not hitting it on trials, right? And now your artist has literally become a liability in your business. These are conversations that happen consistently inside my Bridal Team Blueprint Mastermind in navigating so that you can create the systems and processes to make sure your bride knows, your bride needs to know what her expectations should be going into a trial and what she's responsible for. But a lot of times, and this is a beautiful, but also not so beautiful thing, a lot of times we, because we're people pleasers and we want to make sure our clients are happy at all times, which I totally get, like we are in the wedding industry, like that is part of what you sign up for. But at what point of the journey is it time for you to draw a line in the sand and create boundaries around yourself and your business and start setting higher standards for yourself and in your business? And what some of those higher standards look like are creating boundaries that allow your bride to take responsibility for communicating the look or the changes that she wants to be made at the time of the trial. So you have a right as a business owner to set higher standards and higher boundaries around your team, around your brides, that allow them to take a certain level of responsibility. Why haven't we done this, right? Why are we taking all the blame? Why are we taking all the blame for something that we're not really doing? And then we're experiencing another $200, $300 out that we're having to comp a trial for. So there's things that we can start implementing and putting in place that allow our clients and our team members to take responsibility, resulting in less money going out and more money in our bank account and our pocket. That doesn't mean you're being selfish. That doesn't mean anything. You're still paying your team members. And I think what really needs to happen here is fully understanding what your team members actually get. Number one, they take no liability. They take zero liability. If something goes wrong, your business gets the bad review. You take 100% liability, yet you're still paying them 60, 65%, right? Like plus gratuity, plus travel, if they have to travel somewhere that's further out than what you include. So there should be a certain level of responsibility that needs to happen so that trials can be successful. And it's your responsibility to create that higher standard and that boundary that also helps you communicate to your bride, hey, this is your responsibility when you go into your trial with your artist. This is what you are responsible for. In some cases, some brides do like to have a second trial. That's not uncommon. But just note that if a second trial is requested, there will be a compensation of X amount for that trial session or that preview session. Now, there's a lot more that goes into it than that, but I just kind of gave you a little bit of an example. And so sometimes when we're dealing with all these little situations, like another little situation is like team members like posting your brides on their Instagram page, like making it look like it's their business and their work. There's all these like little nuances that are currently happening, like brides not paying their remaining balance on time, or brides not reading the contract, not understanding that, oh, like we can't take away services. There's all these nuances, and I know you guys know what I'm talking about, that drive you crazy. And what they're really doing is they're dismantling your belief in yourself, because we're allowing our brides to strip our personal power away because we aren't creating higher standards for ourselves and our business. And I was one of them. I was absolutely one of them. Like, I didn't understand how to step into my personal power. I was bending over backwards for everyone. I was the queen of people pleasing. I had the badge of people pleasing honor. And guess what was happening? I was working 7 days a week, exhausted, burnt out, and overwhelmed. And so when it comes to creating a freedom-based business, when it comes to creating predictable income, when it comes to having dream team members that you know they're going to go above and beyond, and they know that everybody knows what their role is, what their expectations are, all of the things, because you're setting a higher standard, guess what happens? You start building your belief in yourself. And so right now, because you're living in people pleaser energy, and I love you, but we need to have this open conversation about it. It's dismantling your belief because you have all these crazy things happening that are frustrating you in your business. So of course, it's hard to believe that you can actually shift things in your business and actually scale and have predictable income. Of course, right? Of course, it's going to feel hard to achieve. You're thinking like, oh my gosh, can I actually do 10K months? Can I actually do 20K months in this business? Because right now my business feels really chaotic and I feel really overwhelmed and really burnt out. So of course, there's going to be that disbelief because it's like you're living in this like dismantled energy. There's going to be that disbelief that's keeping you on the fence and keeping you indecisive. Right? Because you're like, well, how do I get there? How do I get there? There's all this stuff going on, right? And so I want to share with you how we create the belief. And this is where mentorship comes in, because mentorship is your anchor. Having mentorship and having a online coach and being in a community is your anchor. It's your foundational anchor. And it's like, you need an anchor. You need an anchor to keep you going when it feels tough. You need an anchor to know you're not alone. Who wants to do business alone? And you need an anchor that is going to build your belief along the way. One of my clients was in my booked out bridal business program for 2 months. And she's closing out her highest month ever this month of April, $25,000. And you know what she said to me? She said, wow. And she's been in this industry for years. Like, a lot of people that come into my community are veterans and they're ready for their comeback. And she's like, I knew I was going to learn some new things, but I had no clue this was what I was going to be experiencing. Now I believe in myself and I'm ready to skyrocket. She's like, now I can provide more for my family. Right? That's what it's about. And so let's get into how we build the belief. Okay. So I want to tell you, I'm pulling up my notes here. So give me one hot second. I lost my notes. Predictable income and building your belief doesn't come from comping bridal trials because the artist didn't ask questions. Okay? It comes from being able to implement systems and processes that actually button up your energy and money leaks. Very similar to what I talked about before, like holding the bride and the artist responsible, creating the system and process around this so everybody knows what the expectations are leading in. Okay? Building your belief comes from knowing that when you post content that actually speaks to your bride's vision and desire, that positions you as the expert and authority number one go-to in your city, of course your bride's going to want to book you. But it's like right now we get so lazy and comfortable copying what everybody else is doing, posting vanilla content to just get by. Well, when you just get by, you're having just getting by income, right? Predictable income doesn't come from overpaying your team 70 and 80%. Who are actually a liability. Predictable income comes from setting that higher standard for yourself and your business. The ones that are being able to net six figures, they've stopped hiring people that they just know from the industry. And they start hiring artists that actually have the same brand, work ethic, and vision, and understand the proper pay structure when working for a team. Yes, there are people that actually just want to work for a team and they understand that they're going to get paid a certain amount. It's not going to be 70, 80%. They understand that because they're not in it for themselves. People that are in it for themselves, they're not going to give a shit about you or your business. And I hate to say that, but they're not. And that's why they're asking for 80%. Because they don't give a shit. I don't know about you, but I don't want people like, I never had people like that on my team. There are people out there that understand, but again, we get lazy. We get lazy with our marketing. We look for quick fixes. And to be honest and to be fair, a lot of it is because we just don't know how. Nobody teaches us how. And that's why I'm so passionate about, you know, teaching my knowledge and sharing my knowledge of how I've done it within our education system in our industry, because nobody's teaching this stuff, right? And it's important. Avoiding their numbers. Predictable people, you want predictable income, you want consistent 10 and 20K months, you have got to stop avoiding your numbers. The ones that are crushing it, they know exactly what they need to be priced at, how many weddings they need to be doing each year, what their minimum booking is, what their expenses are, how much they should be paying their team so they could actually net six figures themselves. They know their numbers, they're not afraid. Yeah, it's hard. Yes, I failed math 3 times too. But I sat there and I learned because I wanted a higher standard, not just for my business. I wanted higher standards for my life, right? I stopped settling for just getting by income. They're not afraid. You can't be afraid of the hard work. The six figure and the multiple six figure women, they're not afraid of putting in the hard work. They know their success is inevitable, right? And you know that too. You know your success is inevitable. And you are willing to put in the time, you're willing to put in the work, you're willing to put in the investment to have someone guide you and show you how so that you can stop hoping for a good month and actually guarantee it. And so when you understand that the nuances in your day-to-day life, the things that are bothering you right now in your day-to-day life, like having to comp trials, dealing with artists, all these little things can be fixed when you create the foundation. This is how we build the belief. We build the belief, not just guessing what kinds of content is going to go up, but actually knowing what actually activates a bride to book. Duh. If you knew that, wouldn't you be wanting to learn? Right? So for the movers, for the shakers, for the ones that want six figures, multiple six figures, dream of having brides flooding your inbox and ready to book, I invite you into your booked out bridal business. Yes, we're closing the month off with a bang. It's going to be $1,000 off between now and May 1st. So you've got 5 more days. It's $1,000 off. It is for both newbies and seasoned veterans. So my seasoned veterans out there, it's time for your comeback. It's time for you to step into your personal power. It's time for you to set the higher standard, not just for your business and your team, but for your family, for the lifestyle that you want to live. It's time to stop giving all your personal power away to these brides and these team members and learn how to step into leadership and put your foot down and be like, no, we can have a happy team. We can keep our brides happy. We can keep our team happy. But it starts with creating some boundaries and some systems and all the things that we need in order to have a freedom-based business. A business that we longed for at the very beginning, right? Remember when you were young and, you know, you were early on in your career and everything was like, going to be so perfect and you were willing to invest and willing to learn. And then all of a sudden things got difficult. You got that one bad review. Things started feeling difficult. And then all hell went loose in a handbasket. And all of a sudden you've created another 9-to-5 job for yourself. Well, now's your chance to set a new standard, set a higher standard. Claim your personal power back. It's time to take back your personal power within your business and actually create predictable income and have the dreamiest business that you've ever imagined. So for those of you that are wanting to take advantage of the sale, your booked out bridal business is $1,000 off until May 1st at midnight. And if you are also interested in applying for my mastermind, you must be already making $60,000 per year, have a small team of at least 2 or 3 people, apply for my Bridal Team Blueprint Mastermind. It is my higher level, more exclusive container that actually comes with private coaching options with myself. And I'll put both of the links below And I cannot wait to see the amazing women that are hopping in, where we've already celebrated so many women this month who have jumped into multiple different containers. Sydney, Eileen, we're so excited to have you. And I can't wait to celebrate all of our amazing clients who are currently closing record-breaking months for April. You guys know who you are. I will be sharing all their wins, of course, on the gram and inside our private Facebook group in the next couple of days, and all of our amazing success stories. We want to celebrate you. So hope to see you in our program, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Millionaire Babe podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, found it inspiring, helpful, and motivating, take a screenshot of this episode, tag me at @TheMillionaireBabe_, and share on Instagram. And just for sharing, our team will send you a free business audit to help you get started in building the business of your dreams. Or to learn more about how to work with me, go to our website at www.BriannaMichelleCoaching.com. I'll see you on the gram.